My friends, I want to bring your attention to a January 1st, 2017 theological document by the International Marian Association entitled The Role of Mary in Redemption. It is a profound document, so timely for this 2017 Fatima centenary. And essentially, and again, I just want to read the conclusion for you. The document by 33 international theologians calls for this action step. Quote, therefore, as members of the Theological Commission of the International Marian Association, and in full obedience and fidelity to our Holy Father, Pope Francis, humbly request that during the 2017 Fatima centenary, and in continuity with the papal precedents of Pius XI and Pope St. John Paul II, Pope Francis would kindly grant public recognition and honor to the role of the Blessed Virgin Mary for her unique human cooperation in the one with the one divine Redeemer in the work of redemption as co-redemptrix with Jesus the Redeemer. It goes on to say, we believe that a public acknowledgement of Mary's true and continuous role with Jesus in the saving work of redemption would justly celebrate the role of humanity in God's saving plan and lead to the release of historic graces through an even more powerful exercise of Our Lady's maternal roles of intercession for the Church and for all humanity today. In essence, this 33 theological commission is asking Pope Francis to make some public acknowledgement of Our Lady's role as the co-redemptrix. Now, I encourage you, my friends, to do your Marian homework. Get a copy of this. You can go to internationalmarian.com and you can download a copy. It will be present soon in both English and Spanish and Italian. Become an apostle of this truth of the Church. One thing the document articulates very clearly is, ain't nothing new about this doctrine. This is a doctrine of the Church, which in seed form goes back to the time of Scripture and the Apostolic Fathers with the concept of Our Lady as the new Eve. And then historically, the title co-redemptrix appears in the 12th century, co-redemptrix the 15th century, golden age of co-redemptrix, where the term and doctrine are taught over 300 times in the 17th century, on into the papal magisterium of the 19th century, as well as the Holy Fathers who have explicitly used this title. This is important, first of all, just for defending our faith. This is part of Catholic tradition. And the better you can articulate this, you might say, well, I'm not a theologian. This is written a very simple, this document is written in a very readable fashion. And you too may be called upon in your own evangelization efforts to explain why co-redemptrix doesn't mean Mary is equal to Jesus. That would be blasphemy and heresy. The importance of how St. Augustine says, God created us without us, but he can't save us without us. We have to cooperate in the work of redemption, and it's appropriate that Mary would be honored for her unique human cooperation in the work of redemption. Again, the quip of Mother Teresa, of course, Mary's co-redemptrix. She gave the body to Jesus, and the body of Jesus is what saved us. So in 15 seconds, saints get this. And we should get it, because it's something that we're called to articulate. Now, in terms of the massive appropriateness of this right now, during the year of Fatima, again, Our Lady appears as the co-redemptrix at Fatima on October 13th, 1917. The whole Fatima event is Our Lady co-redemptrix in action. She's coming. She's bringing a message to save souls from hell. And she gives the children of Fatima a vision of hell and say, to save them, God wishes to establish devotion to my Immaculate Heart. So it's an extremely timely call. But now that we have the theology so well articulated by this 33 theological commission, let us do what is typical within legitimate Marian dogma movements. Let's petition the Holy Father. What better time could it be during this Fatima year and coupled with this type of theological support based on scripture tradition, the magisterium, to petition the Holy Father, Pope Francis, to make this proclamation? Now, why petition the Holy Father? First of all, because it strengthens the Holy Father in doing something that indeed he may also understand is a positive and a fruitful thing in acknowledging Mary's role. The document ends by saying, great historic graces will be granted to the world. Now, that truth is confirmed in church-approved private revelation. And I want to emphasize, this document is not a document of private revelation. It's a document of high-level theology, 33 international theologians. But Our Lady has specifically confirmed that this is God's will in repeated church-approved private revelation, places like Amsterdam, Akita in Japan. Whereas, for example, Amsterdam, Our Lady says that only with this proclamation, only when the Pope proclaims this dogma, will Our Lady be able to intercede for peace. So, my friends, two things. Well, number one, do your Marian homework. Read the document. It's online. If you punch in, do a search, punch in New Theological Commission on Mary, it will certainly come up. Or you can go to internationalmarian.com and read it, especially if you do have a teaching role within the church to defend this truth about Our Lady. Secondly, petition the Holy Father. That's something, again, jumping to private revelation, was specifically asked for. Our Lady on May 31st of 1954 said, petition the Holy Father for this dogma. So, and even apart from the private revelation, this is Catholic precedent. So we can do this so simply, and I really encourage you, I beg you in Our Lady's name, during this Fatima centenary, write to Pope Francis. It's not as big as it sounds. It's a very simple thing to do. And there have been over 8 million faithful who have already written to the Holy Fathers specifically to encourage them to proclaim this doctrine. So join the Sensus Fidelium, join the Vox Populi, the voice of the people worldwide. Take 5-7 minutes, write to Pope Francis. On the outside envelope, it's so simple to do. On the outside envelope, just put Pope Francis, Vatican City, and you can put the zip code 00120. From the United States, 3 postage stamps for our friends listening worldwide. You know, your own postal service will give you that information. A few lines from your heart to the Holy Father's heart saying, Holy Father, please proclaim this truth or publicly acknowledge Our Lady's role as co-redemptrix during this Fatima year. The Holy Father is extremely Marian, and the Holy Father is extremely courageous. And those are two things you need for a papal definition. This theological commission does a beautiful job of laying out the theological reasons why. We have also the added encouragement from, once again, church-approved private revelation. So let's do this. Let's do this together. Let's petition Pope Francis for this public acknowledgement of Our Lady's role as co-redemptrix. And please keep Pope Francis' discernment of this in your prayers. We do all this in total obedience and proper reverence to the office of the Vicar of Christ on earth. Some might say, well, I've already sent a petition or I've signed it. You can do it again. How many times can you ask a good father for something good for a family? As many times as you want, if it's done respectfully and in full obedience. So write to Pope Francis. Again, Pope Francis, Vatican City, 00120, asking in a few lines from your heart to his, asking for a papal acknowledgement of Mary's role as co-redemptrix, especially during this Fatima year. I can't but remember Mother Teresa's strong endorsement for this public acknowledgement, and she ends her letter to the Holy Father by simply saying, the papal proclamation of Mary as co-redemptrix will bring great graces to the Church. It's true, my friends, and Our Lady says the same thing, that it will bring the graces of peace. So let's do this during this Fatima year. Pray for Pope Francis and petition the Holy Father with a loving few lines from your heart to his, to proclaim, to publicly acknowledge Our Lady as the co-redemptrix for grace and peace for the world. Thanks so much. God bless.